on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against College Station is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilet, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Lynn College, Tegeler Toyota, Branded Graphic, HEB, Collier Construction, and T&A Services. We'll go out to the field and your hosts Doug Brown and Tommy Lange after these words from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Any way you want it, just the way you need it, any way you want it.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to College Station High School, where tonight it's game two of the series between the Brenham Cubs and the College Station Cougars. Here to start District 17-5A. The series opened up Tuesday night with the Cubs getting a 7-3 victory over the Cougars in one where the Cubs had to battle their, after falling behind, had to battle their way back. And luckily for us, they were able to do it.
No doubt about it, Doug. And, you know, what happens in cases such as what happened the other night, the College Station pitcher had good control all evening long. And then in that inning, in that sixth inning, was unable to throw strikes, and when you start walking people, you're going to get in trouble. And it proved to be to our advantage.
Yeah, the Cubs made him pay, and now we fast forward here to game number two of this series. And a little bit of a different look, going from the grass field at Fireman's to playing on a turf field here tonight. And also with the rain that passed through yesterday, and we'll see. If that has any effect, being a turf field, probably very little, though.
Oh, yeah. We've had a good north wind, or northeast wind blowing today. So, I'm sure it dried out pretty good this evening.
Yeah. And, luckily the lights, for those that haven't heard, A&M Consolidated and Rudder had to play this afternoon because, one of the light poles at Rudder got hit by lightning. And so it wasn't working, and so they had to play an afternoon game, which was won by Consolidated. But, yeah, the field was deemed unplayable so they had to move it up to the afternoon hours. Well, you got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball teams this season.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
All right, as we come back here to College Station High School, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Thursday evening. Playing a little bit early, give the guys a little extra day for the spring break. They can get a chance to enjoy that. And Dan's still filing in here. And just got word on the Burton game. They just finished up, and kind of surprised by this one. Iola came back to beat Burton 3-1. After Burton won the opener of the series 11-1, Iola wins it today 3-1.
Oh, and, my goodness.
So they end up with a series split, and we'll see how that pans down the road here. But meanwhile, back to the Cub game here today, or this evening, and Cubs trying to see if they can come through, and how big for it would be with this team here in the early, I know it's still the early going, but to sweep a team like College Station in this first series.
Oh, no. The thing of it is whenever we play College Station, the Cub baseball team is going to have to be ready to play, because it is what it is. And I was visiting with their assistant coaches and also Coach Litton. And do you know what? It's this district is a very, very tough district, and each and every game you got to come out and be ready to play.
Yeah, and I mean, you look down the line, and A&M Consolidated, Montgomery, Lake Creek, Huntsville, and even Rudder. It's really a district where anybody can beat anybody on any given day.
Oh, no doubt about it. And what I was going to bring up, you, and this goes back to the Burton game. But I tell you what, you know, whatever happened in that first game is off the record. You know, it's a new day. So
exactly. And we got more to come here on the pregame. Yeah, let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what.
Back here in College Station for this District 17 5A matchup, the Brenham Cubs and the College Station Cougars. And for the Cubs tonight, getting the ball is Braden Steele, and he'll be going up against Landon Hawkinson for College Station. And we've already had a chance to see Steele pitch a few times already and done a really good job and earned his way into a starting spot here for District.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, we had watched Braden Steele earlier in the year, and as you said, had really, really, really good outings. And it was pretty well setting itself up where it was going to be Luke Hardy one and then Braden Steele in game two of the district schedule. So
yeah.
I think we're pretty well set, and I think where Coach Wheaton has his lineup set also on who's going to be his starting nine position players.
And then you look at the other pitchers that we've seen so far. I mean, it's a good one of those good things to have is that you've got a good depth in pitching this year.
Oh, no doubt about it. And you've been around the game long enough. Both of us have been around this game long enough. You never have too many pitchers.
Exactly. And look out. The sun's starting to set a little bit here, and we're getting set for action. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And for the visiting Brenham Cubs, leading things off and playing shortstop will be Dalton Hart. Batting second, third baseman Owen Finke. Batting third will be the right fielder Drake Benke. Batting fourth, center fielder Ethan Oschenbeck. Batting fifth will be the first baseman Luke Hardy. Batting sixth, left fielder Blue Sinega. Batting seventh, the catcher Brody Tucker. Batting eighth, the designated hitter Brooks Rosnowski. And he's hitting for the pitcher Braden Steele. And batting ninth will be the second baseman Landry Mendoza. And now for the College Station starting lineup, it'll be Keaton Johnson leading things off playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder Blaze Sanger. Batting third, right fielder Zeke Buller. Batting fourth, designated hitter Tyler Banfield. Batting fifth will be the pitcher Landon Hawkinson. Batting sixth, first baseman Brett Basham. Batting seventh will be the catcher Landon Atkinson. Batting eighth, second baseman Jordan Morales. And batting ninth will be the third baseman Hudson Story. And playing left field for College Station will be Zach Burleson. And that is the starting lineups for the two teams. And we'll be back with more of the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Brenham Cup baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cup baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
All right, as we come back here, they're introducing the Cubs out on the field. And let's go out and pick up a little bit of that.
Catcher, Tucker, batting eight, DH, Rosnowski. Batting nine, second baseman, Mendoza. And batting ten, sorry, not batting, number 10, pitcher, Steele. And now, for your College Station Cougars. First in the lineup, number 2, shortstop, Keaton Johnson. Number 7, center fielder, Blaze Sanger. Number right fielder, Zeke Fuller. Number 3, DH, Tyler Banfield. Number 10, pitching, Landon Hawkinson. Number 30, first baseman, Brett Basham. Playing catcher, number 22, Landon Atkinson. Second baseman, number 23, Jordan Brennan. Number 8, third baseman, Hudson Story. And playing left field, Zach Burleson. Give it up for your College Station Hoover. At this time, if you would please remove your hats and stand with us as we face left field with the flag and honor our national anthem.
And we will be back with the first pitch after we send you back to the studios. And let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks softball, Brenham Cub baseball, and the Brenham Cubette softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Play ball!
The pregame was sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BBR Material, Dynamic Drain Plumbing and Drain Expert, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, Branded Graphics, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services.
And Dalton pops that one into right center for a base hit. So the Cubs right away, a quick base runner. That'll bring up Owen Finke.
It's definitely the way you want to start off the game.
Yeah, so. not wasting any time. Martin going right after them. And Landon Hawkins in the Cubs facing a left-hander on the mound tonight. And pitch is down low for a ball. And it's a 2-0 count. And we will get to our game time weather update after this next pitch. Up high, ball three. And the game time weather update sponsored by Blinn College. We have the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees. Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And ball four, and Finke draws the walk, and that's going to bring up Drake Benke. And right now we've got 63 degrees here at the ballpark. And it's going to be dropping down throughout the course of the evening. Sunset scheduled for 7:32. No rain in the forecast, but it is going to be a little bit on the windy side. And overnight tonight, by in the morning, we're supposed to be down to 45 degrees. And Benke takes a strike. It looked a little high from over here. And a 1-1 count. And tomorrow's supposed to get up to 75. And then warm up a little bit. And then Monday down in the 30s. So we're going to have to keep watch on that.
Definitely keep an eye on that one.
And that one hit him, and that'll load the bases for Ethan Aschenbeck. And for Coach Linton, not the start he wanted, he's going to go out and have a word with Hawkinson right away. Okay. And Cubs got runners at every base. You got Hart at third, Finke second, and Benke at first. And Aschenbeck at the plate here. Chance to get the Cubs on the board early if he can come through with a hit.
I'll tell you what, Doug, this is just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah.
Get the bases loaded right off the bat.
And especially like we were talking about earlier, if you got a pitcher up there that, or at least so far, hasn't been throwing strikes, and to get in there and take advantage of that. And Aschenbeck swings and misses 0-1.
And the other thing is we see another game with another hit batter.
Yeah. We keep our streak
going. For how many years we didn't see in the last couple of years, we've seen more hit batters.
Yeah, that one down low ball, 1-1. Brenham Cubs and the College Station Cougars, District 17-5A. Playing on a rare Thursday night game. Giving the fellows a little extra day tomorrow with it being spring break week. And it's a 2-1 count now. And Aschenbeck fouls that one over across the yard towards the football field. And it's 2-2. Long look in for Hawkinson, and the pitch down low, ball three, and so a full count now on Aschenbeck.
Came with a really good breaking pitch, Doug. It just broke down in the dirt and inside.
And a pie ball four, and that'll walk in a run. And the Cubs take an early 1-0 lead as Hart will trot home. And Dalton Hart just made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. Yeah, first pitch is a strike call on Hardy, Luke Hardy batting now. And Hardy takes up high ball two. Or, excuse me, ball one. Got a teammate on every base. And he sends this one a high fly ball out to left center. Center fielder with a catch. And tagging and coming home is Pinky to make it 2-0 Cubs on the sacrifice fly by Luke Hardy. And now Blue Sinega, the batter.
Number six, Blue Sinega.
Meanwhile, Benke and Oschenbeck will keep their positions at second and first, respectively. Sinega lays down a bunt. Hawkinson up with it, throw to first, and that will be out number two. And now that'll bring up Brody Tucker. Tucker, of course, had that big hit that put the Cubs back in front on Tuesday night and
Brody Tucker
turned out to be the eventual game winner. Two runs are in. The Cubs lead it 2-0 here, top of the first inning.
Hey, ditto first inning on Tuesday night.
Exactly. Bounced up their ball, and it is 1-0. Brooks Rosnowski waiting on deck. And that one up high. 2-0 count. Oh, and with that sacrifice bunt by Sinega, Benke now at third, and Oschenbeck at second. Strike called, 2-1 count now.
Oh, he likes a high strike.
Apparently so. He's been calling that so far. And that one line drive to the second baseman, and that will retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubs do get two runs on one hit. There were no errors and two left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Cubs lead it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you. Small enough to want to.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
And we come back here to the bottom half of the first inning. Braden Steele tuning it up for the Cubs. And he'll be working to Brody Tucker behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Luke Hardy at first. Landry Mendoza at second. Left side, Dalton Hart is at shortstop. And Owen Finke at third. And into the outfield for the Brenham Cubs tonight, it's Ethan Oschenbeck in center. Flanked in right by Drake Finke and in left by Blue Sinega. Steele finishes warm-up tosses. And we're ready for the For top three of the College Station batting order, Keaton Johnson, Blaze Singer, and Zeke Bullard. Cubs tonight dressed out in the road grays. Well, College Station in the white uniforms tonight.
Keaton Johnson.
And Keaton Johnson, the batter here. Right-handed hitting shortstop. And Brody flashing the signs. Now, look, he's such a polite, even going back and shaking the umpire's hand.
You know what? They do it all the time now.
Oh, okay.
But it's always good to get in good graces.
Oh, yeah.
Blue.
And pitches a strike count. Oh, really? I hadn't seen that. I just thought Brody being a nice young man, which he is. And pitch fouled away, 0-2.
I can remember our catchers in my day. They would get him in the right direction.
What a play there by Owen Finke on the line drive. Play like that, he should have been doing some basketball before this.
You're exactly right.
Your center fielder, number 7.
Let's see, what do you think Owen is? 5'10", 5'11", maybe 6?
Something around that, yeah.
Yeah, well, and he got elevated pretty good. That helps.
Yep.
That helps.
And Blaze Singer, the batter now, and he'll take the first pitch for a ball. And that one's going to be sent out to left field. Sanega over. And it is another catch there. And that is two quick outs here for Steele. And Blue showing some good speed out there in the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
That one down.
I tell you what, Blue Sanega got an excellent jump on that ball.
And now Zeke Bullard, the right fielder, to step up. And pitch down low, a ball. And next pitch from Steele. Swung on, and that is 0-2. And that one outside of ball, 2-1. And the pie for a ball, 3-1 count now.
A few oohs and ahs there from the Brenham faithful.
Strike called, 3-2, a full count now on Bullard.
Tell you what, Doug, great crowd from Brenham, great crowd for College Station.
Yeah.
Great night for baseball.
And that one line drive, and the first base coach had to get out of the way of that one.
I think that was a little bit too hot to handle for coach.
Yeah.
Trail of smoke behind that one.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd have tried to bare hand that one. And that one, another one, foul up the first base side. Kind of an oddly shaped foul territory that they've got it here, almost at an angle down in the corner there. Most places we go usually have it evened out all the way around. And on inside, ball 4, and Bullard on the wall.
Did it hit him or?
I don't think so. I think that
I'm gonna go walk.
I think he spun away from it, but I think it was a walk.
The only reason I'm saying that is the umpire went up with his hands.
That might be. I'm gonna double check on the. Okay, they did say hit by pitch. So,
okay.
So, okay, yeah, we will switch that.
What is that, 14? Cade Newton. We have a pinch runner, Doug.
Okay. Newton running for Bullard. And since Bullard's a right fielder, not a pitcher catcher, this is a pinch runner, not a courtesy runner. And Banfield, the batter, and takes a strike from Braden Steele.
Pinch running for Bullard is number 14, Cade Newton.
And that one down low, ball, 1-1. And tried to check his swing, and it's strike two.
Banfield, tall and lanky, looks more like a thoroughbred horse.
Yeah. And that one chopper over the middle, and Hart will step on the bag at second to get the force play, and that will retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And we'll go to the top of the second inning. Cubs lead it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the money makeover team. Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks, for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
And back we go here to College Station.
Brooks Rosnowski.
And Brooks Rosnowski, the designated hitter, will lead it off here against Landon Hawkinson. It'll be Rosnowski followed by Landry Mendoza. And then back to the top of the order with Dalton Hart. And Rosnowski takes the first pitch for a strike in its 0-1.
Tell you what, really good breaking pitch from Hawkinson.
And next one, taken for a ball, 1-1. And fouls that one back into the screen, 1-2. Long look in by Hawkinson. And he comes set with a 1-2 to Rosnowski. And he fouls that one over down the right field line and out of play. Strike three called, and that's out number one. That'll bring up Landry Mendoza, the second baseman. Sails up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
Batting for Brenham, number 9, Landry Mendoza.
And Hawkinson, next pitch. Taking for a strike, and it's 1-1. And a pie for a ball, 2-1. And that one sails up high again, and it's 3-1. And Cubs continuing with their coach alignment with Coach Spivey at third and Coach Wheaton down at first base. And Mendoza pops this one up in the air. And the shortstop calling for it. And making the grab is Keaton Johnson for out number two.
And number two, Dalton Hart.
Dalton Hart will step in. He's got the only hit of the game thus far, and that was to lead it off back in the at the start of the game. Lefty on lefty matchup. And that one up high for a ball, 1-0.
Center fielder has a lot of respect for Dalton, playing him awful deep.
That one bounced up there, a ball. Hart singled his first time up, came around to score, and a bases loaded walk to Ethan Aschenbeck. And check swing foul over to the on deck circle. And that one is outside. 3-1 count now.
Dead red.
And strike call. Now it's full count. 3-2. And Hart smacks this one. Fair ball down the line. And they got him in. All on. First baseman picked it and got him. Close play there at first. Wheaton's not putting an argument up. So
I tell you what, the only play was by the first baseman also, Doug. Ball was hit so hard. Hawkinson didn't have enough time to get over to first base.
Yeah. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Cubs lead it 2-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
All right, on to the bottom of the second inning. The Cubs leading this one 2-0 over the College Station Cougars, and Braden Steele with his first pitch in there for a strike to Landon Hawkinson, the pitcher for College Station. It'll be Hawkinson followed by Brett Basham and then Landon Atkinson. Next pitch from Steele. In there for a strike, 0-2.
Quick 0-2.
Yeah. I like that. Go right after him. And that one is down the line. And that'll be into left field. Senega gets it up and gets it in a hurry to hold him to a long single.
Hey, good job out there by Blue Senega getting over to retrieve that ball. It shaded more of that left field line.
Yeah.
Now batting number 30,
Brett Basham, the batter. That's the first hit surrendered by Braden Steele. Brett Basham, the first baseman, stepping in. And bounced up there, ball 1-0. And this one's going to be popped up into the right field corner. Benke gives a look, but it's going to be out of play.
Doug, I'm going to remind you, Hawkinson was the young man that hit the one off the wall, and he thought he knocked it out of the park. And then he decides to stretch the single into a double and got thrown out at second.
Okay. Throw over and back in safely is Hawkinson. One to Basham. And he sends a line drive to Finke. Another great play there at the hot corner by Owen Finke. So one down now. Bring him Landon Atkinson.
Tell you what, ball hit really hard. Again, another nice play there by Owen Finke.
And bounced up there. Blocked by Tucker. Runner going. Throw down. Oh, off the glove of Hart. Luckily, Mendoza there to back him up. It'll be a stolen base. So runner at second now. And still only one out. And that one ground ball to first. Hardy up with it. And he will flip the steel, come in the bag, and get the out. On the play, Hawkinson moves over to third.
Now batting number 23, second baseman, Jordan Morales.
And Jordan Morales, the batter. Runner third, two down.
They now have a courtesy runner, Doug. What is that? 15 or is that 5?
I think it's 15.
Number 5.
15, yeah.
Zach Burleson.
No, it's 15.
Oh,
Jacob Navarro.
It's time is called. Coach wouldn't have a word with Morales. Like a pretty good pitch from our vantage point, and is 1-0 on Morales. Curveball was so good it even fooled the umpire. And that one in there for a strike, and it's 1-1.
A really good curveball there by Braden.
So Jacob Navarro on running at third base for the pitcher Hawkinson. Next pitch is another ball. And that one is going to be sent to right field. And Bickey makes the catch for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We've got two innings in the books. And the Cubs lead it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
All aboard!
All right, we're in the top of the third inning. For the Cubs, it's Owen Finke, Drake Behnke, and Ethan Aschenbeck to bat here against Hawkinson. Finke drew a walk and then scored on the sack fly by Luke Hardy back in the first. And he takes the first pitch a little high for a ball, and it's 1-0. Cubs with a 2-0 lead. And foul tip. Finke a little out in front of that one. And it's 1-1. And squares away to bunt and puts a good one down. Throw to first. And they get him.
Got him first.
Nice thought. I think he was hoping to catch him off guard, but
just went out right in front of the plate, Doug, to the pitcher.
Yeah.
Drake Behnke.
Owen made it close, though.
Yep, and so Drake Behnke, the batter. Behnke was hit by a pitch his first time up. Lefty on lefty. And that one back up the middle, and that's going to scoot through for, oh, no. The shortstop cut that one off and made it a close play. I thought for sure that was going to get out in the center, but Keaton Johnson cut it off, but Behnke still beat out the play at first. And just a second hit for the Cubs tonight. And that's going to bring up Ethan Aschenbeck. Aschenbeck last time up drew a walk with the bases loaded. Aschenbeck, right-hand batter. And that one taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one up high, ball 2-0. But that just struck me. He's up there batting right-handed, but if I remember correctly, both his brothers were lefties.
They were. You are absolutely correct.
And he said this one, a high drive deep, back, and up against the wall. The center fielder makes the grab, so Behnke's got to head back to first. And it's a two down. They'll be up to Luke Hardy to try to...
Hey, Ethan made really, really good contact, but just hit it to the wrong part of the field. It's a little bit too high.
Yeah, hit it to the deepest part of the park. Otherwise, who knows? That one may have been back in the tree or if we had any kind of extra wind blowing.
Yeah, it's a little bit different evening than what we had Fireman's Park on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
In fact, look at the flags, Doug.
Yeah, they're just laying across the pole there. And Hardy throws this one foul over towards the Cub dugout.
Luke had a sacrifice fly and an RBI his last at bat.
Benke first, two down. He swings and misses. 0-2.
Tell you what, big cut there by Luke, just couldn't catch up to it.
And they got a pickoff play on Benke. And he's going to be caught for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on. And we're going to go to the bottom of the third inning. But first, it's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studios right now at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 right now and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in at his store, 2668 Highway 36 South of the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And as we come back here, the first pitch is a strike to Hudson Story. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Cubs lead it 2-0 over College Station. Story fouls that one in the mitt, and it's quickly here 0-2. Braden Steele out on the mound.
Quick 0-2 count on Story.
And a pot for a ball, 1-2.
Got him.
And strike three called. First strikeout of the night for Steele. And that'll bring up Keaton Johnson. Johnson. Yeah, pitch is up high for a ball. It's 1-0. One taking it outside. 2-0.
Other than that long top of the first, just been breezing right along.
And ground ball is short. Hart up with it, fires to first. Oh, he threw it in the dirt and it gets away, and the runner's going to be, he's going to go into the dugout, so he'll get the extra base. E6. Hart really there, kind of rushed the throw when he didn't have, yeah, didn't have to.
Number seven.
And it brings up Blaze Sanger. Sanger flew out to Zuniga and left his last time up. So one on, one out here in the third. And squares away to Bunt, pulls the bat back, and he'll take strike one. Takes a strike, and it's quickly here 0-2.
Braden came a curve, good breaking pitch again, and broke it on that outside corner.
Yeah, that one taken outside, and it is 1-2. Two pitch from Steele. Foul tip.
Everybody clap your hands.
Cubs got both their runs from the top of the first inning, and now trying to make sure to keep Collin Station off the scoreboard here. And the pie for a ball, 2-2. That was a close pitch there, and 3-2. He had been calling that high strike all night. This time did not. And it's a full count now on Sanger. And a pie ball four, and Sanger draws the walk. And that'll put a couple of base runners on now for Zeke Bullard.
Number 20.
It's a 2-on-1 out. Taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And strike call. 1-1. Hit by a pitch his first time up. Right hand pitcher Steele, left hand batter Bullard. That's right called. Good pitch there by Braden Steele. Makes it 1-2.
Let's go, Steve. Let's go, Steve. Let's go, Paul. Let's go, Steve. Let's go, Steve.
Another close one.
It was close.
And it's 2-2 now.
It was a good pitch. He kept it down in the zone.
That one sent out to right field. Benke backtracking to make the grab for out number two. And the runner at second tagging, and Johnson will head to third. Two away now, and they'll bring up Tyler Banfield, the designated hitter.
Now batting number three, Tyler Banfield.
And time is called. Coach Litton wants to have a word with his players. And just got word in from Leroy Dreyer Field. It's a final in the opening game of their series against Alvin. Lynn wins it 11-1. Five inning run rule. And those same two teams will be in Alvin on Saturday for a doubleheader beginning at 1:00.
Another big conference win there for the Bucks.
Yeah. Pitches down low for a ball. Latest polls come out, and with Blinn taking 3 out of 4 from St. Jack last week, bumped him up to number 5 in the polls. And swung and missed. 1-1 count now. Oh, and they threw the ball away. And that's going to get a run home. Second error of the inning for the Cubs. One ball and one strike on Banfield. Sanger moves to second base. Pitch taken for a strike, so it's now a 2-1 game.
Team like College Station, Doug, we can't give them runs.
No. And that run will be unearned. Pitch up high. 2-2. And those are the kinds of things, too, that drive coaches nuts. And that one over. That's going to scoot through for a hit. And run's going to come home. RBI single for Banfield. Pitcher now trying to help himself with the bat as we're tied 2-2 here in the bottom of the third. Yeah, that's in there for a strike, 0-1.
Hawkinson with that long single to left field his last at bat.
Two strikes now. out in front of them. That one foul back in the screen. That'll hold the count at 0-2. They're going. Tucker's throw down to second, and he's safe. Stolen base for Banfield. One ball, two strikes. And when foul off, holds the count at 1-2. Set. Foul away again. Holds the count at 1-2. Steele had been cruising along, but he's had to throw a lot of pitches this inning. Side for a ball, 2-2. And one inside a ball, 3-2.
Tell you what, the way Hawkinson's been hitting the ball, Doug, it wouldn't be a lost cause if he walked this guy.
Yep.
Take your chances on Basher.
Steele with a long look in. And that one fouled away again. Another pitch, another foul.
Throwing a lot of pitches to Hawkinson alone.
Yeah. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second. College Station has tied this one at 2-2 and looking for more. And that one's going to be sent a high fly ball into shallow right. Backtracking Landry Mendoza, and he'll make the catch for out number three in the inning. No runs, one hit, two errors, and two in one base runner left. And we will go to the fourth inning, all tied up at two apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strand Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market.
Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, as we come back here to Collins Station High School, we're all tied up at two apiece. And apparently, nobody called in yet. We'll go ahead and try this again. It's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from the Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in right now to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This Cool and Gel Convolution pillow infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cup baseball player, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South of the Blue Mountain Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family for season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And Luke Hardy, the batter, and he will take ball four, and he draws the leadoff walk. That gets a base runner aboard for the Cubs off of Hawkinson and brings up Blue Sinega.
Well, maybe we can get something going again, Doug. Third walk here by Hawkinson.
Yeah. Throw over, but Hardy wasn't really going anywhere. Yeah, pitch taken inside for a ball. One up high. 2-0 count. So they're going to lay down a sack bunt first time around.
A little bit longer inning that last inning there for College Station.
And pitches a strike, 2-1. And Zuniga sends this one a high fly ball out to left. And the old left fielder Burleson over for that. And it's one down. Bring up Brody Tucker.
Now batting number three, Brody Tucker.
And pitches down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Down low for a ball. Two balls and a strike.
Good to see somebody else in shorts, Doug.
On the pitch. And another throw over. And that one, a pie ball. 3-1 count on Brody Tucker. And strike called, 3-2 now, full count. Bounce up there, ball four. And second walk of the inning. And that'll put Tucker aboard. Brings up Brooks Rosnoski with RBI opportunity. And I think we're going to get a courtesy runner for Tucker.
It should be Caleb Maurer.
Yeah, I believe you're right. So Maurer running for Rosnoski. Or, I mean, running for Tucker. Now Rosnoski coming in to bat. Two on, only one out. Scored. And Rosnoski puts this one in the air. High fly ball. Center fielder over. We'll make the grab for out number two. And now it'll be up to Landry Mendoza to try to get the go-ahead run home.
Now batting number nine, Landry Mendoza.
Mendoza popped to short his last time up. And that went inside for a ball, 1-0.
Tell you what, we don't want to lose this opportunity to get a run here. Get back to the top of the order.
And Mendoza sends us one high fly ball out to center, and center fielder makes the grab to retire the side. In the innings, no runs, no hits, no errors, two left on, and we're halfway through this one. And all tied up at two apiece. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Burnham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Burnham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Burnham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, appleford.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pooltex, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
All right, as we come back here, oh, we did get a winner in the mattress, guys. Congratulations, Billy Cooper. That's Landry's grandma.
There you go.
The mattress guy's pillow. So,
congratulations.
Yeah. And
by the way, you will love that pillow.
Oh, yes. Very much so. And Brett Basham coming up here. And we're in the bottom of the fourth. And so that means it's time now also for our Whataburger recap. And first pitch from Steele is in there for a strike. And our recap is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And next pitch from Steele is a ball, and it is 2-1. And the Cubs got on the board in the first inning. Dalton Hart led it off with a single. Owen Finke with a walk. And Drake Finke was hit by a pitch to load the bases. Next pitch is up high. And then Ethan Oshbeck drew a bases loaded walk to make it 1-0 Cubs. Luke Hardy with a sack fly made it 2-0 Cubs. And that is ball four, and Basham draws the leadoff walk here in the inning. And then it would stay that way until the bottom half of the third inning. And that's when Colin Station put a couple of runs aboard.
Number two,
one of them scoring on a pair of errors by the Cubs, and then the other on an RBI single by Tyler Banfield. And that's where we stand right now. We are all tied up at two apiece here in the bottom of the fourth. And Miles Simpson going to run for Landon Atkinson, the catcher. He's running for
Basham.
Basham at first.
Pinch runner.
And Landon Atkinson, the batter. And steals pitch outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Pitch down low, a ball, 2-0 count. And Thomas Cole, and we're going to get a visit to the mound. Goat saw something he didn't like, and we're going to have a word. And just having a few words of encouragement for Steele. And now Coach Wheaton heading back to the dugout.
That was Coach Spivey.
Oh, that's Spivey. Oh, that was okay. Couldn't tell off the glare here. Okay. So 2-0 count. Well, let's see if that was enough to settle him down and get him back to throwing strikes. Infielder shade of the middle. Double play ball would be nice. And that's a strike call.
We can't see the bullpen here, Doug, but I think there is some activity in the bullpen. Just slowly loosening up.
Yeah, that one foul back just over our heads, and it's 2-2. Got him. Good pitch there by Braden Steele. Gets Atkinson. For Steele, that's his second strikeout tonight. And brings up Jordan Morales.
Hey, he came back with curveball, Doug, and got him off balance. Good pitch there by Braden.
Swung and a miss. Runner going. Throw down by catcher. And got him. And it's a two away now. And that's 0-1 count on Miles. Or, excuse me, on Morales, rather. And goes. Letting one check with umpire to check with his buddies, and the only thing I can think of is that they're wondering whether or not he got, because the throw was there in plenty of time. The only thing would be whether he got the tag down or not, which the second base umpire was right there. Or what was the question?
What are we?
Can't make it. Coach Wheaton wanting an explanation on the.
Batter's interference.
Oh, batter's interference. Okay.
Now batting number 8, Hudson Story.
So the runner's still on at first then. Well, then shouldn't it, like some of the folks are saying, shouldn't that be a double play then? Since they caught the runner going. And so Hudson Story the batter now. So an interference call takes care of Morales. A two down runner still at first base, and Hudson Story the batter.
Well, we've seen a little bit of everything in this series.
Yep. And next pitch is a strike, and it's 0-2. Foul tip in the mitt. Tucker holds on, and that is strike 3. And that'll retire out the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. And one runner left on base. We are heading to the fifth inning. Still tied 2-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
All right, on we go to the fifth inning, and we're still tied 2-2. It'll be Dalton Hart, Owen Finke, and Drake Benke. Tongue's getting frozen. We can both use a couple of cups of hot chocolate out here.
I wonder if they're making hot chocolate yet.
That'd be nice. And next pitch is a ball. Either that might need to make a pit stop on the way home. And this one, ground ball foul up the first base side. And it's 2-1. This one, a ground ball to first. And did he beat it? No. He made a close play at first. And Hart is retired, though, for out number 1.
Tell you what, Doug. The last time Dalton hit the ball to first, and the first baseman barely got him, and this time it was hit to the first baseman a little off to his right. And the pitcher just beat Dalton to the bag.
And to Owen Finke, the batter now. Yeah, first pitch is up high for a ball. Finke 0 for 1, but walked and scored a run his first time up. Strike call, and it's 1-1. Yeah, that one taken for a ball. 2-1. gets away from the catcher, and it's 3-1. And the one bounced up there gets away. And Pinky will head on down to first. He draws his second walk of the game. That's a fifth walk issued to a Cub batter here tonight. Benke's been on base both times, hit by a pitch and single. And now we're going to get a visit to the mound for College Station. And that is going to be it for Hawkinson. So we got a pitching change here. And so while we've got the pitching change, we'll send you back to the studios. And let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
We come back here. Your new pitcher is Miles Simpson taking over for Hawkinson. And he comes in this one. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham. And Simpson will be working to Drake Benke and Ethan Oschenbeck. He inherits one out and one runner aboard. And unfortunately, on the basketball front for the local scene here, Blinn Buccaneers losing to Panola 69-53 in the quarterfinals of the men's tournament. So both Blinn teams now eliminated from the Region 14 tournament. But the good news, the baseball team won 11-1 over Alvin earlier. So at least something good happened on that front. And right now we're ready to resume play. And Benke takes the first pitch down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Simpson ready with the next pitch. And Benke slaps that one in the left field. Base hit. And two for two for Benke. And brings up Ethan Oschenbeck. And now the Cubs have something going here. Only one out in the top of the fifth. Simpson comes set. And pitch is down the low ball. Through that round, about knee high, and it's 1-0. that one back to the mound. Only play is to first for out number two.
That was
so Ashton Mackey, one of those that won't show up in the box score, but he does move the runners over.
There you go. Great point, Doug. Did get the runner moved over.
Now Finke, who represents the go-ahead run down there at third base, and see if Hardy can get him home. Hardy's got a sack fly, and he's drawn a walk. And takes the pitch down low for a ball. And another one down low, 2-0. Pitch coming from Simpson. Swings and misses at the curveball and makes it 2-1.
Throwing two fastballs, which are down in the dirt, and came back with curveball and Luke just a little bit out in front.
And 2-1. Another one down. The dirt gets away, and here comes Finke. He'll score to put the Cubs back out in front. Heads up base running there by Owen Finke, and the Cubs now regain the lead 3-2. And also Benke moves up to third base. And that one way high, and it's ball four. Hardy draws his second walk and brings up Blue Sinega. Sinega's got a sack bunt, and he also flew out to left. Yeah, and we're going to get a visit to the mound.
Six, Blue Sinega.
It's that slow, deliberate walk.
Yeah. And now the umpire going out to break it up. No chance. Just a pep talk here for the strategy session with the fielders. And so now Sinega will get his chance to bat. Cubs lead it 3-2. They still hadn't put the third run yet on the scoreboard. One up high for a ball. And pickoff play over at first. Hardy back in. They called a balk. And so that'll bring Benke home and make it 4-2 now, Cubs. And Hardy will move up to second base. Coach coming out to ask what he did. And umpire explaining to him. Coach arguing. Oh, no. Now he's wanting a conference. I thought it was against the rules that you can't contest a balk. Or is that only in the big leagues? But, yeah, I know in the big leagues, you're not allowed to argue a balk call. If you do, that's an automatic ejection.
Okay, which umpire called it?
The first base umpire.
First base umpire. I didn't see that because I'm blocked here, Doug. Yeah. You're a little bit taller than I am.
And we will resume play. And so Sinega now batting with a 1-0 count. So Cubs lead it here 4-2. Man, we thought we saw everything Tuesday night.
I think we may have topped it tonight. Okay, and it's been the case again, Doug, for College Station. The walks have gotten them in trouble again.
Yep, and down low ball, it's 2-0. And the Cubs doing advantage of, or doing a good job of taking advantage to what College Station's been giving them.
No, and that's what you do. That's what a good team does, is you take advantage of what the other team gives you.
And the pie for a ball. 3-0 count on Sinega with Brody Tucker due up next.
Well, they're showing a lot of respect for Sinega.
And ball four, and Blue draws the walk. Third walk of the inning for the Cubs. And now that'll bring up Brody Tucker. Brody 0 for 1 with a walk himself.
Number 3, Brody Tucker.
As Dizzy Dean used to say, them bases on balls will kill you.
Yep. And down low for a ball. 1-0 count.
Simpson having a difficult time finding the strike zone.
And another pitch down low, and it's 2-0. Simpson checks the runners. And that one's in there for a strike. 2-1. Got Hardy at second. Sinega at first. And that one taken for a ball. It's 3-1. And that one gets away. And that will load the bases. Third straight walk. And that'll bring up Rosnowski. Maurer's going to check in again for Tucker.
Number 16, Brooks
Rosnowski. Rosnowski 0 for 2, looking for his first hit tonight. And he sent that one foul down the line. Got a good piece of that one. Simpson with the runner on each base. Hardy at third, Sinega at second, and now Maurer at first. And that one up and in a ball. 1-1 count on Rosnowski. He's the eighth man to bat for the Cubs here in the fifth. And down low, ball two. Curveball in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. And another curveball, strike three called. And that will retire the side in the inning for the Cubs. They do put up two runs on one hit. There are no errors, and the bases are left loaded. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Cubs have retaken the lead 4-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
All right, as we come back here, we're getting to the bottom of the fifth inning. And for College Station, it'll be the top three in the batting order. Keaton Johnson, Blaise Sanger, and Zeke Bullard against Braden Steele. And first pitch sails up high, ball one. Johnson 0-2, but did reach on an error and score a run for College Station. That one way high, a ball, and it's 2-0. That one getting back in the strike zone there. It's 2-1 now. And wow, just barely missed. It's 3-1. He was shooting for that outside corner and did get it. Strike called. Full count now on the leadoff man, Johnson. And foul tip. Holds the count at 3-2. And a pie ball four. And so Johnson will head on down to first, and they'll bring up Blaise Sanger.
Now batting, number seven, Blaise.
Third walk issued by Steele. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound.
And that's Coach Wheaton.
Going out there to check out Steele. Hasn't seen any motion yet, although the door to the bullpen is open. And he's going to let him stay in. Blaze Sanger, the batter. He flew out to left field his first time up. Last time up, walked and scored a run. And down low for a ball. Cubs with a 4-2 lead here. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Steals next pitch. Down low again. Nice block there by Tucker. And it's 2-0. In there for a strike. Good comeback pitch there for Steele, and it's 2-1.
Came back to giving us that strike, that upper strike, Doug.
Yep. Foul back into the screen, 2-2. And that one sent a high fly ball. Backtracking is the left fielder, Senega, and he'll make the grab for out number one. So one down there, and brings up Zeke Bullard.
Now batting, number 20, Zeke Bullard.
Bullard was hit by a pitch his first time up and flew out to right field last time up. One out, one on. Infielders looking for maybe a potential double play ball. And that one inside, and it's 1-0. And that one sent out to center. Aschenbeck backtracking. Almost out to the fence, and he'll haul it in for out number two.
Hit it a long way, but it's still a long
yeah. out. Which makes us even more grateful that we don't have that win that we had at Fireman.
You got that right.
That would have been out.
No doubt.
Brings up Tyler Banfield. He's been on base both times. The fielder's choice and an RBI single. Throw over and back in safely is Johnson. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Another one of those that was so good it even fooled the umpire.
Really good curveball there from Braden.
Strike. Tucker throws down, runner back in. One ball and one strike. Throw over and back in safely. Strike in there. Good pitch. Just kind of froze Banfield there. 1-2 now.
Came Steel a slider just, that time, Doug. Steel and just froze Banfield.
One more strike to get out of this inning. And that one up high, 2-2. And that one back to the mound, and Steele will flip over to the bag, and that is out number three. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And we played through five. We're on to the top of the sixth inning after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, as we come back here, we're heading to the top of the sixth inning, and the Brenham Cubs leading the College Station Cougars 4-2. For the Cubs, it'll be Landry Mendoza, Dalton Hart, and Owen Finke.
Now batting number nine, Landry Mendoza.
Mendoza batting here. He's put it in the air both times so far tonight. A pop-up to short and a fly out to center field. And I think this is his first at bat against Simpson, and he'll take it for a ball. The other two we're against the starting pitcher, Hawkinson. Takes a strike, 1-1. And he chops this one over to third. Throw to first, and just gets him in time. And that's out number one. And that'll bring Dalton Hart to the plate.
Was that a high hopper, Doug? And Story did a good job of getting to the ball, that hard throw. Nice stop there by the first baseman.
Yeah, Lennon nearly beat that one out. Now Hart the batter. 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Yep, first pitch to him is a ball. And next pitch in there for a strike. 1-1.
Knee high strike on that inside corner.
And went for the curveball and stayed up a little bit, and it's 2-1. And that one ground ball to second. The first, and it's two away. And it'll be up to Finke to get anything out of this inning.
Batting number eight, Owen Finke.
I think he 0-for-1 officially, but he's walked twice and scored two of the four Cub runs tonight. And first pitch to him is taken for a strike, 0-1. And Craig Behnke waiting on deck. And the next pitch. It takes a strike, and it's clear 0-2.
Came back with a big curveball, Doug, and just handcuffed Owen there.
Since his next pitch, up high for a ball, and it's 1-2.
That pitch goes back to our conversation, Doug. A waste pitch.
Yeah. And one just missing. The College Station players were walking off the field on that one, and umpire didn't give it to him. So 2-2. And strike three. And that'll retire the side, so the Cubs go 3-3 down in this inning. And we're heading to the bottom of the sixth. Cubs still lead this one 4-2 back after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
All right, as we come back here, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cubs lead it 4-2. And I believe, Tommy, we've got a new pitcher out there for the Cubs.
Yes, we do. Number five, Dawson Kime.
Kime coming on relief. Steals night is done after five innings. And this pitch and change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance in Brenham. And Landon Hawkinson, the batter. He is 1-for-2 on the night. And Kime's first pitch. Bounced up there a ball, and it's 1-0. And umpire going out to have a word with Kime. I think that one just got away from him. That one just missing a ball. It's 2-0. And in there, four strike. Good fastball there by Kamen. It's 2-1.
Going back to Braden Steele, Doug. He did throw a lot of pitches this evening.
And that one sent out to right field. Behnke over, and it's going to get it. Get down, and Behnke there to hold him to a long single.
Hey, good job there by Drake Behnke getting over to that solid shot. Hit the left. I mean, to right center.
And that's,
held
that's
him to a single.
That's one thing I was just looking at on both sides. We haven't had an extra base hit yet tonight. All the hits have been singles.
That's
number
it.
Nine, Miles Simpson.
And it's a Simpson now batting here. So nobody out, one on. And the pitch from Kime. is in there for a strike, 0-1. Hardy holding the runner on at first. Swung and a miss, 0-2. Kind of a senior this year. Spent all 4 years on varsity. Foul back into the screen. The ball's two strikes. Runner first. Checking the base runner. And bring the pitch. Foul away again. Two. Outside of ball, it's 1-2. Simpson batting. Hawkinson at first. And he's going to pop that one foul back. That'll hold the count at 1-2. And what's the runner back? And time call. Kind of a late call. I'm surprised the ump gave it to him. That was such a late call to step out. Swing and a miss. Got him on strike. And that is one away here.
Big strikeout.
And I'll bring up Landon Atkinson.
Number 22, Landon Atkinson.
Atkinson 0 for 2 so far tonight.
Struck out his last at bat.
And that one is a strike call, 0-1. Cubs with a 4-2 lead here. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. And time is called. One pitch from Keim on the way. And inside for a ball. 1-1. Ground ball to third. Binky up with it. Fires across to Hardy at first and gets the out. Another great play there by Finke. He is really doing a great job out over there at third tonight.
Yeah, he's had a really, really good evening at third base.
And now Jordan Morales, 0 for 2. So two down now. Let's see if Kime can get out of this without any further damage. Yeah, that one a little high for a ball. It's 1-0. And there for a strike. Good pitch for Kime.
Another really, really good breaking pitch there by Dawson.
Pitch. That one over to second. Mendoza up with it. Fires to first. And gets the out to retire the side. So in the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we head to the seventh inning. Cubs leading this one 4-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, as we come back here, Miles Simpson warming it up for the top of the seventh inning. And for the Brenham Cubs, he'll be looking at Drake Benke, Ethan Aschenbeck, and Luke Hardy. Benke's been on base all three times. He was hit by a pitch his first at bat, and he singled his last two times up. And also scored a run as well. And first pitch up high for a ball. And it's a 1-0 count. Cubs leading this one 4-2. Cubs were up 2-0 after the first inning. College Station tied it in the bottom of the second inning. And now... And the Cubs went back in front in the, or let's see, College Station tied the bottom of the third inning. Cubs went back in front in the fifth inning. And that one is a ball. 3-0 count on Benke. And takes ball four in a leadoff walk. That'll bring up Ethan Aschenbeck. Aschenbeck 0 for 2, but did pick up an RBI on a bases loaded walk his first time around. And squares away to bunt, and wants that one foul. No one count. And that one gets away from the catcher. And on the wild pitch, Benke moves up to second base. One ball, one strike on Aschenbeck. And he's going to step off and look Aschenbeck back. and squares away the bunt. Pulls the bat back. Umpire saying it hit Newell. That was not a foul ball. And so they're going to send Benke back to second base. But, yeah, that Cubs are not going to put up a fuss on it. And so it's – and now Coach Wheaton coming in. The question was whether it hit the glove or the bat, and most of us, at least here on the Brenham side, seem to think it hit the glove, not the bat. And so, therefore, Benke should have third base. And so, with a 4-2 lead, Coach not wanting to push the buttons too much. And Eichenbeck up there with a 1-2 count now.
Again, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And Eichenbeck swings and misses. And he's down on strikes. That's one away, and that'll bring up Lucardi.
Number three.
Yeah, Lucardi the batter. Hardy has a sack fly, and he's walked twice. And fouls that one back.
Batting number 19, Luke Hardy.
Well, that on an official at bat.
Yeah. Ben Kidd, second one down here in the top of the seventh. Cubs looking to add to their 4-2 lead. Simpson's pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Away. It's off the light post. And count 0-2 on Hardy. And down low for a ball. 1-2. Taken for a ball. 2-2.
Simpson tried to get him to go for a curveball out of the strike zone.
And strike three called.
A little delayed call there.
Yeah. Not to mention, pitch looked a little high there. Two down now, and that'll bring up Blue Sinega.
He hadn't called that pitch in a while.
Yeah.
Be better. Let's go.
And Sinega batting. Pitch down low for a ball in the dirt. In there for a strike, and it's 1-1. So they go 0-1 tonight. Does have a walk and a sack bunt. And holds up on that one, and it's 2-1.
Yeah.
time, down low ball, 3-1. Brody Tucker would be due up next. And bounce up there, ball four. Another walk that will put two on now for Tucker. And that is now the 10th walk the Cubs have drawn in this game. And that'll bring a visit to the mound.
Tell you what, now we need to take advantage of it and try to get another run.
Yeah, let's see if we're going to have any we're going to make a pitching change here. Or they intend to stick with Simpson. Trying to get the coach to hurry up. Pitch to Tucker, take it for a ball. It's 1-0.
Tucker walked his last at bat. Has a couple of walks tonight.
And therefore a strike, and it's 1-1.
A big curveball there by Simpson.
Foul that one away. And one ball and two strikes. Hold on this two-run lead. And in the bottom of, if you're looking ahead to the bottom of the inning for College Station, is their 9-1 and 2 hitters. Throw over to first, and Senega not leaning very far. Bounced up there, ball. And Sadega is going to take off for second base. Two balls, two strikes on Brody Tucker, trying to get some insurance runs in for the Cubs.
Yeah, base hit now. One for sure with Sadega's speed. Two.
Tucker fouls that one away. Get away far enough for anybody to move up, and it's a ball three. 3-2 on Tucker. Go. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And ball four, he walked it. And so that'll load the bases now for Brooks Rosnowski. And Maurer will come on and run for Tucker a third time.
Number 16, Brooks Rosnowski.
So Benke third, Senega second, Maurer at first. And Rosnowski swings and misses 0-1.
Simpson get that curveball across the plate. The Cubs haven't been able to catch up to it.
Yeah, one down low for a ball. 1-1.
Keep this up. We may get a run the easy way.
Yep. Runners take their respective lead. And it's in there for a strike. 1-2 now.
Simpson been relying on curveball. Came back with straight fastball that time.
The 1-2. Taken for a ball. 2-2. Five ball three.
Everybody moving now, Doug.
Simpson's walked the bases loaded now. Is he going to walk in a run?
Tell you what, if he gets his pitch now, base hit, definitely a score two.
And pitch runners are going, and it's going to be popped up. And Simpson, oh, he dropped it.
Hey, Doug, I'm glad I finally got to see it. All these kids with this one-handed stuff.
Yep.
And that's exactly what he did instead of getting under it.
That's why your coaches always tell you two hands. So full count, 3-2.
And you know what? I've seen major leaguers do exactly what he just did.
Yep.
Now make him pay for it.
And swing and a miss. And I put the tag on him, and that is going to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Well, wait a minute. Will. Oh, that's that was a foul ball, apparently. Okay. Well, never mind then. He's still up.
Wow. Brooks with new life.
And so count remains 3-2. The runners will go back to the bases. The fielders go back. Everybody. And now Coach Wheaton calls time. And he wants to have a word with Rosnowski. He knows this is a big game in that young man's hand. Rosnowski, junior, two-sport athlete. Had a huge season this past year on the Cub football team. Now trying to make his mark in the baseball. Now trying to make his mark in baseball as well. Three, two runners go. And ball four. And that will walk in a run. Demke scores. Rosnowski reaches base, and everybody
never fails, Doug. You give a hitter a second opportunity, and it'll come back to haunt you.
It makes it 5-2 Cubs now, and Landry Mendoza the batter. Mendoza 0-3 on the night. Teammate on every base. And the pitch to it is in there for a strike, 0-1. And he fouls that one away, and it's 0-2.
Am I right on that, Doug? Do you have 11 walks for College Station pitcher?
I got 12.
12? Then
12,
I missed
12.
Oh, Benke.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes.
Yes. 12 walks. Issued to cut batters. And Mendoza sticks that one into right field. That's going to get two home. And they're going to have a play at third, and he's going to be safe at third. So scoring was Senega and Maurer, and Rozdowski slid into third there. It's a two-run single for Mendoza to make it now 7-2 Cubs. And we go back to the top of the order with Dalton Hart.
We may get identical scores, Doug.
Shall Landry!
See if they... Yeah, looks like they are going to make a pitching change. Yeah. At least we thought they were. Cubs now with a five-run cushion.
Blake Jackson.
And so they are going to bring in Blake Jackson to pitch. So while they get the pitching change, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 60 seconds from the sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you. Small enough to want to.
All right, as we come back here, the new pitcher for College Station is Blake Jackson, a left-hander. This pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And the Cubs have put up a three spot here in the seventh inning. They have now extended their lead to 7-2. And the bases are still loaded and with two outs. And Dalton Hart, the batter. Yeah, first pitch to Hart in there for a strike.
Ooh, big curve ball there from Jackson.
Hart is 1-for-4 on the night. And another curveball. It's that low ball. It's 1-1. One hit him. Second base was open. So now it's loaded. And that'll bring up Owen Finke.
Now batting number 8, Owen Finke.
Owen's ninth batter, correct?
Yes, sir. So the Cubs have batted around in this inning. And that one down the line, fair ball. That's going to score 2. And it is an RBI, 2-1 RBI double, or 2-1 double for Finke. And they'll make it down 9-2, Cubs. And Benke the batter, he's been on base all 4 times tonight, with 2 singles, hit by a pitch and drawn a walk.
Was he scored twice?
Yep. Yeah.
This all goes back to that missed fly ball, Doug.
Yep. And pitch from Jackson is a ball, 1-0. And he sends us one high fly ball out to center. And center fielder will haul it in for out number 3. But the Cubs do strike with 5 runs in this inning. They lead it 9-2. 3 more outs away from victory as we head to the bottom of the 7th inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing? Member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And we come back here, and it'll be Jacob Navarro leading things off against Dawson Keim. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Brenham Cubs leading the College Station Cougars 9-2. And Keim's first pitch, a little high for a ball, it's 1-0. Cubs just 3 outs away from sweeping this 2-game series to start district play. And strike called, 1-1.
Go, 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 go.
went on foul ball hit the fence right in front of the dugout over on the first base side. And it's 1-2.
Better keep your heads up over there.
And he went around strike three. And down goes Navarro. That's out number one. Yep.
Now batting.
And now back to the top of the batting order for College Station with Keaton Johnson. He's reached on an error and drawn a walk. So he's been on base twice. And that one taken for a strike and it's 0-1. And that one up high, going back to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Pitch fouled away. Count it 1-2 now on Johnson. Kyman line to get the save here tonight. Now, those of you may just joining us, how can he get a save with a 7-run lead? Well, when he came in, he was only a 2-run lead. Yeah, that one up high, ball, and it's 2-2.
It'll be real easy for him to throw now.
Yeah. Just let her fly. And that one sent out to center. Oshenbeck coming in, and it's going to drop in front of him for a base hit. And so that'll bring up Blaze Sanger now.
Now batting number 7, Blaze Sanger.
Sanger 0 for 2. Flown out twice and also walked and scored a run. And since this one, a high fly ball, Oshenbeck back at the wall. Takes a few steps back in front, makes the catch, and that's out number 2. So now College Station down to their final out, and it's Zeke Bullard coming to the plate. Bullard's flown out twice and been hit by a pitch. Number 20, Zeke. Pitches inside for a ball, 1-0. And that one, ground ball to second. Mendoza up with it, fires to first. And that's the ball game. Your final score. The Brenham Cubs win it 9-2. They get the sweep over the College Station Cougars. And that is going to send us to the post game. This broadcast of Brenham Cub Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the post game coming up next. Made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielen Construction, The Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshit Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, DD, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. We'll be back with the postgame after these words from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message. like to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
All right, we're back here on the post game, and joining us now, Dawson Keim. And, Dawson, big win for you guys here tonight.
Yes, sir. Amazing win. Being able to sweep College Station first week of district, it's amazing.
Yeah, because you guys, I mean, this thing was nip and tuck, and then finally in that seventh inning, your offense was able to finally blow this one open a little bit.
Yes, sir. I mean, it was just, they made it kind of easy for us. They gave us a lot of walks, and then we had Landry hit the double into the gap. It just made it really easy for us to score runs.
And you came on and were able to nail down the save here for Braden tonight. Even though it was a little on the cold side, how did you feel out there on the hill tonight?
I mean, after getting out there and throwing a little bit, I was completely warm. I mean, I was a little cold in the dugout, and then I was throwing off the mound, and I felt amazing.
Yeah, and big win, and now you guys can actually now go enjoy the rest of spring break.
Yes, sir. Finally.
All right, Dawson, thanks for joining us.
And
let's get Landry going to come join us here now.
What's going on, Doug?
Hey, Landry, congratulations. Big win here tonight, and especially any time you can sweep College Station, that's huge in district play, isn't it?
Yes, it always feels good to get that first series out of the way, to get, you know, two wins in the book, get a sweep. And, you know, it carries us on to the rest of the district, you know, feeling good, feeling confident about our team.
Yeah, and then going into that last inning, I mean, this thing was nip and tuck for the most part, and you guys finally were able to break through there in that last inning, including you had yourself a hit. Tell us about that at bat there.
Well, you know, just the guys in front of me did their job. You know, they got on base as they should. And, you know, I went up there, you know, totally loose, unlike how I have been. You know, I've been a little tight lately. But there I just felt totally loose, almost having fun up there, just childlike at bat there. And it felt good to get a hit there and give us a comfortable lead going into the bottom.
Yeah, and then a good pitching performance by Braden and Dawson tonight. And when you get those two guys on, makes it difficult on the other teams, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Our pitchers are amazing. Braden did a great job filling it up tonight, and so did Dawson coming in there and closing it off for us. Can't give any more props to them. Just got to keep it up from now on, you know, looking to the next.
Yep. All right, Landry, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. And I'll let you enjoy the rest of spring break now. And let's see, do we have looking to see if we have Coach Whedon coming. And he's still over by the dugout area. So let's go ahead and take a break. And we'll hope to get Coach Whedon in here momentarily. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality, new home construction, and remodeling? Tielemann Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball-softball season.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
All right, we're back now, joined by the head coach of the Brenham Cubs, Coach Chase Whedon. And, Coach, congratulations on this big win here tonight and getting the sweep over College Station. Yeah, what a way to start district.
Yes, sir, it was. Thank you, guys.
And coming in, this was another one of those, up until the last inning, this was a nip-and-tuck game, just a two-run lead, and then you guys were able to bust it open there in that last inning.
Yeah, you know, you said it. You guys have watched just as much of this as I have. You know, just as many games are lost as they are won in this district, and the margin for error is so slim. It seems like so many plays tonight were just huge momentum shifters, a lot of tough calls for the umpires. You felt that from both sides, but, you know, credit to our guys for hanging around and capitalizing on some mistakes and getting some big hits when it counted and breaking the thing open.
And pitching-wise, Braden Steele and Dawson Kime gave you two great outings here tonight and kept you in the ballgame as well.
Yeah, they did. You know, Steele probably had his B stuff tonight, and I still think he should have hung his, you know, should have went out there and recorded zeros all across the board. We gave him some momentum. They're not taking care of the baseball with the two spot, but, you know, that's who Dawson Kime is. That's who he's been, turning the ball over to him late in those types of games. That's kind of how we've designed this thing, and I'm proud of him, and it's a good feeling to have him on the back end of these games for sure. You know what you're going to get.
Yeah, and also, too, y'all were able to take advantage. Their pitchers had trouble throwing strikes tonight, and I think we finished, y'all had 12 walks in this game.
Yeah, well, I mean, the left had been good for him. His walk-to-strikeout ratio, he'd been good all year. We figured we'd get Hawkinson. The Simpson guy is a really young, talented arm who runs it up there 90 miles an hour. But he struggled with command all year. That's who he's been. So, you know, he'll leave some over the big part of the plate, too, because he's trying to throw it over the plate. And that you saw that with Landry getting the big swing off the backbreaker. But great job by a lot of our guys just not expanding the strike zone. Brooks Rosnowski, after the thing, is going haywire, it felt like. And to take a 3-2 borderline pitch that's on the river and not expand the zone and stay within himself was just as critical as any at bat tonight. So really proud of all of our hitters 1 through 9 and for sure our pitching staff as well.
All right, Coach, good job tonight, and we will see you again next week.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And Coach Chase Wheaton, join us, and let's take another break and be back with Tommy and I'll select the John Breeden star of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium Wada chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49. Now that's a big deal. The Wada deal, now at Whataburger. For a limited time at participating locations, download the app.
All right, as we come back here, and now it's time to select the John Breeden star of the game. And we had quite a few candidates here tonight. It was really hard, Tommy, to narrow one down tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Doug. It was a little bit of a tough decision, but, you know, we did have Drake Behnke. He was 2-for-2, he was hit by a pitch and also walked and scored a run there in that seventh inning. So, Drake Behnke, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm. Good neighbor service, insured you can trust. Back with a final wrap up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go
Play. Win.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, back we go one more time here on the post game. Cubs win it 9-2, and they get the sweep over the College Station Cougars. And that puts the Cubs, Tommy, now in a good position here. As we still, although it's still early yet, but a good start to district.
No doubt about it, Doug. To beat a really, really talented College Station team, but what their demise was, just as it was on Tuesday night, when you walked as many batters as they did and the Cubs did what they needed to do, they took advantage of situations when they had runners in scoring position. I'm glad we don't have to play them anymore during the regular season.
Exactly.
So, you know, let's wait and see what happens, you know, down the road. But again, just another great performance here by the Cub baseball team this evening.
And that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. I want to thank Sandy back in the studio for her always great job on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, big thank you to our sponsors for making the broadcast possible for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
The post-game show is made possible by Endura Tile, Performance, Health, and Wellness, Tillman Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clarion Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.